Blog Talk Radio.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it.
How God gave some different,
revelation in his word, you know. I just, man, I'll tell you, man, you know, after Zechariah finally get to open his mouth, Reverend, he finally get to open his mouth after 9 months. Man, can't you imagine him can talk all his life, and all of a sudden he can't talk. You know, I'm talking about God revealing things to me now, man. You know what I'm talking about? He actually was up in age enough to know that he was a senior citizen, right, Reverend? He's in a stage in life when he never thought he was going to have a baby. But he's been praying, though, Reverend. He's been praying. He even told Gabriel what he said. Me and my wife just old, man. That's what he said, Reverend. We old, man.
Yeah, we old, man.
What you talking about? Yeah. What you talking about, man? And God set his mouth up. It was God, Reverend, because I did it, Reverend. He said, I've been in the presence of the Lord. I'm Gabriel. I am Gabriel. That's what he said, right? It's something about when God bring a message to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. When God bring a message to you, when God truly bring a message to you, and I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters, his order was a little different from most because he was a preacher, you know. But, boy, God went to him like he never went to him before. And God had to – he did something. A lot of people I don't know how many people brought it out, but God still blessed him. But even he didn't believe it first. But he was nine months. I bet you in them 9 months he said, no, I believe now. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? I believe now.
Yes,
sir. Look, my wife is pregnant. I believe now. God still will let him talk. He said, let it be performed. Let everything come forth first. And what it, I think Jesus did something too. I think it was Pilate, wasn't it? Y'all pray for me. Pilate had a chance to let Jesus go, and he said, I got it. He said, don't you know, Reverend, that's what he said. Don't you know I got the authority to let you go or kill you. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, all the accusers were saying the things they said. He never said a mumbling word, Reverend, until the end. You know, that's why I said, it's a time to talk, Reverend. It's a time to be quiet, Reverend. Yes, sir, Reverend, and when he had an opportunity to talk, Reverend, he had to tell them what Gabriel said. His name was going to be John. What the wives said, that's one thing we need to know, that the wives, you know, and even though it was male chauvinist back then, and now, you know what I'm talking about, more stronger then than ever, you know, they really, really, really went by, just, you know, but he said, you know, his name would be John. They said, ain't nobody in your family named John. Anybody in that, Reverend?
No,
they can't talk like that, Reverend. Reverend, you know what I'm talking about, Reverend? And you told me yesterday we was on the back line talking, you said God gave you some revelation to some of that, about that. Can we recap that before we get into the lesson?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Good morning to you. It was beautiful how God blessed and opened that thing up. We're blessed after we believe, you know, no matter, you know, that they were righteous. They walked in the commandment. But when God comes to you, and then when you let that doubt creep in because you look at the situation and the circumstance. praise the Lord. But God, you know, in the fullness of time, in that season, to let me know everything worked because of his will and his way and how he wanted to it. Praise the Lord. And when we pray, when we get to where our faith need to be, then it all lines up. Yeah, we have to look at that thing spiritually. because in the corner, sometimes we don't understand and we don't see why these questions and doubt if we're not careful. Oh, praise the Lord. But when we see it through the eyes of God, it all makes sense to us. You know, but yeah, that's what stuck out to me yesterday. You know, he was doing the will of God, walking commandments, obeying all that good stuff. But that belief, because he had a little trouble with what was being told to him. After the Lord told you, after the angel said, I've heard your prayer. God has heard your prayer.
I hear you.
Yeah, that hit home to me. You know, I've been praying for something and God let you know the answer, that now you kind of trouble with it a little bit. Or you're looking at what's around instead of just accepting what God told you. And you know it's from Him.
That's beautiful, man. I just thank God for the spirit of His understanding, man. You know, I'm just in awe about it a little bit. I might be crazy, but man, he spent 9 months. He couldn't say nothing, brother. Nothing,
yeah.
Not a word, because he didn't believe at first. So he said, the angel told him, Reverend, he said, until all this is performed, so all this come out, then we'll release your tongue. Oh, but when he did it, though, Reverend, he praised him, didn't he? He praised him.
Yeah, he did.
He praised the Lord. You know, he didn't point his finger at the Lord and shaking his hand and fist at the Lord. He gave God thanks, Reverend. Thanks. Now we want to do something. We want to pose ourselves in this here and try to get this over today, and because we are looking at verse 6-7, Luke 1-6-7. Is that good?
Yeah.
We're good, Rev. That's what
we're
at. That's what we're
at. Yes, sir. Good, man.
I thank God for what's been happening, inspired. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nobody having ever tempted you this before. You are an ambassador of Christ. What that means, Reverend, that you're a representation of Christ.
That's right.
If you if you say you believe in Him, you believe God has raised Him from the dead, you should be representing Him. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know it's not a favorite popular thing, you know. Yeah, I'm getting people turning flips around it, you know what I'm talking about. But I want to tell you right now, from the bottom of my heart, that if you say you believe in Him, there should be some fruits about what you believe in, Reverend. There should be no secret what God does for you. You want to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. It's impossible to have God in you like this, because we don't see what I'm talking about, and won't tell nobody about Him good. Not just because He bought me a house, Reverend. Not just because He bought me an automobile, Reverend. Not just because He gave me a job, Reverend. That's not all the whole thing about it. The thing about it was He brought me into the marvelous light, Reverend. When He brought me into the marvelous light, I can tell you He's good. I have experienced some things in my life. It might not be all miraculous like most, you know, but I can tell you just right now, from the bottom of my heart, God loves you. God loves you so much. He loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son to us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to say this before I hurry up and get in there. I ain't going to be that long. So I'm going to read it real quick. Watch this, Rip. I'm going to say this. And now, don't get it twisted. Now, we not talking about you can't go buy no presents. We do know this. We just have to teach it like the Bible says it. It is a pagan holiday. It's going to come up. You know, it's so much that it made it so pagan, because we don't honor it like it should be honored sometimes. we take away from it. We go in and get in debt, you know what I'm talking about? Then take a whole year to get out of debt, you know. Reverend, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
You know, you won't do this, you won't do that. And we know there's some good things in that. But we want you to know that when someone ever asks you about this birth just gonna happen to us, we're gonna believe, we're gonna celebrate on. You can tell them how it really started. That we're going, we're going through the word slow enough that you can understand. And we're trying to hope that you can see that we're talking about the called person. This is a called person. Help me, Holy Spirit. John was a called person. God called him. He won them scriptures like Jeremiah said, I knew you when you was in your mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. He knew him when he was in his mother's womb. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, that we come before thy throne of grace with peace and love, Lord. Asking you for this humble spirit that you put in our heart to just forgive us, Father God, for any sins we have done, known and unknown. Sometimes the adversary creeps in our mind, Lord. Sometimes it creeps in my thoughts. Even our words come out, Lord. We ask you to forgive us, Lord. Lord, even if we offend anyone, Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Lord. Lord, we just come right now with the most humble smile. We know how to say thank you, Father God. Because we believe, Father God, when praises go up, thanksgiving go up, blessings come down, Lord. So since you're here, Lord, we pray for healing, Lord. We were blessed to be on the ministry last night and heard about Sister Fan, and you know, God didn't cover her through her surgery, Lord. And Lord, we just want to lift her up too, Lord. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We know she's a praying woman, her husband is too as well. We just want, Father God, to cover them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Come from top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Because she's always coming over there with a dog and Brother D.M. And she comes over there and she prayed for a lot, Brother, with it all, you know. And we want to lift her up right now and her whole entire family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, Father God. We find out, Father God, that you are a healer, Lord. So if it's someone we miss, Lord, that we don't know, Lord, we ask you, Father God, charge it not to our heart, Lord. Charge is not but to our head. But we ask you to bless that whole entire situation, Lord. The ones we do know, we don't know. Spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Whatever it needs to be brought to realizing that you are God and all by yourself, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the ministry, Lord. That we go and get in your word, Lord. That we try our best, Father God, for the little things that we have in our little mind, Lord. That you allow us to tap into your love, Lord. To open up the mystery sometime, Lord. People read this book a long time, Lord. But we ask you, Father God, give us something that when someone see it, that they didn't see it before, Lord. Open the scripture up, Lord, that it be so plain, Lord, that they want to do your will, Lord. Not just be having wisdom and knowledge just to tell somebody how great they are, but knowledge to tell them, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Thank you for having Lord. He takes time out, Father God. Take him, Lord, for the endeavors that he embark on daily, Lord, that he had to do what he do to walk this kingdom walk, Lord. Bless his whole entire family, Lord. Listen, Lord, they're coming in and they're going out, Father God. Father God, we just pray for everybody on God's plan, by the sound of my voice right now, who maybe not came here, the one might be coming on a little later. Lord, we ask you to bless, Lord. Bless him, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Whoever's the gift in the heart they want to give, Lord. Whoever how they give it, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless them spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. And as you do this, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to have mercy on us, Lord. Because sometimes, Lord, we ask for some silly things, Lord. We just ask you to have mercy, Lord. Sometimes we ask for some crazy things, Lord. But we just ask you to have mercy, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your love. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Ghost. I love this book. And he prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord of God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And as he spake, Reverend, by the mouth of the holy prophet, which have been seen, the world began. Look what it's going on. It's going to speak for itself that we should be saved, Reverend. That's what it's about, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
For our enemies and for the hands of all that hate us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To perform the mercy and promise to our Father. And to remember, Reverend, to remember his holy covenant. Man, I'm going to say something. I'm just want to pause just for a few minutes, because I'm supposed to read it more than that, but I just want to pause for a minute. When you hear the word and you find little things, little nuggets, Reverend, when you're reading it and you're getting a little understanding, Reverend, this nugget has always been in my heart. Salvation, Doc. Salvation is all it's about. When this all is said and done, Jesus came to take death out of whose hand? The devil.
Mm-hmm.
So death has no more dominion over us anymore. He brought salvation because the first Adam broke the what? We call it the golden civil cord. He broke it, like the biblical cord between us and God. And we had a lifeline that we didn't know. We didn't know. You know, you see a mother breastfeeding a daughter, you know, a son, a baby, you know. But boy, it's something about at the beginning. They didn't know. He told them. He said, "Don't eat off the." Well, he told him not to eat off the what? The tree. Good. And knowing the devil is in the book, the serpent, he beguiled Eve. And Eve came up and said, and she bit it, and she gave it to Adam, and he ate him. And then that's when sin creeped in. What was the It wasn't just because of the, just because of bad and good. Obedience. They didn't obey what he said. A lot of us is going to get in a lot of trouble because we don't obey what God says. God tells us, and we try to fix our mind to make him do his will. No, our will. You know what I'm talking about? He already got his. It's already established how it's going to be. He's not going to reverse that. He's giving you time right now to make a conscious choice who you want to serve. But it's going to come back. Right? So John can speak on this why, because at the beginning, he said he had the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
At the beginning, he had the Holy Ghost. So what I'm trying to say, when you preaching and teaching God's word, and you rightly divide the word in truth, my brothers and sisters, the Bible said, "Don't a workman should not be ashamed."
Mm-hmm.
That's what the book said, man. He said a workman should not be ashamed. He they might laugh at you. They might tickle their fancy at how you say this and do this. Man, he's stupid. Oh, she's stupid. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, my daughter and my son. Let me tell you something. God already know they don't do that because they did it to Jesus.
Yes.
They really, really talked about him and lied on him. You know, he got crucified because he healed somebody. He got crucified because he delivered somebody. Oh, help me. He got crucified. Because he walked through 42 generations. Because now, I'm in the book, y'all, David. He took up the servitude of David. Now, He took that because the God said he's going to be the one to sit in that seat, my brothers and sisters. And he's doing it right now. And one day,
yeah.
One day, well, John had told him about this. One day, he's going to come. So, but he has to prepare them, Reverend. He had to correct them, Reverend. He had to reprove them because they've been all on the Mosaic law, Doc. They know how to do the ritual thing. They know how to take a door. They know how to take a bullock. They know how to take a ashes and sprinkle it around the door pole. They know how to get the blood and move it around and pray. That they know how to do it, Reverend. But what they did, Reverend, they still got right back up and said the same sin. They just asked God to forgive them for. And God got tired. Oh, yes, he did. Now he did what he did.
Yeah.
Now John get to stand with this horn. Hey, Reverend, he's blowing it too, Reverend. Anytime you hear someone teaching and preaching God's word, that is a horn of salvation there. Prayerfully, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Prayerfully, that's what they should be doing. They should be. I don't know if I had somebody really bold, man. I know Brother D is bold. I know nothing touches his shoulders. I'm down. He might see it. If I had somebody really bold, Reverend Henry, to hit that one button. Have we ever talked since we've been talking right here for the few days about prosperity? Huh? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Have we? That prosperity is for man. It ain't of God.
Yeah.
It's for man. Now, I'm going to tell you, it has its place. Can I teach you, Reverend? It has its place.
Yeah.
Its place. But we've been teaching. We've been reading scripture. We didn't read almost. We didn't got time to 70 scriptures. We ain't talking about prosperity yet, Reverend. You know what I'm saying? The ministry is not about getting your money out your pocket. It's not. I know it's they mess us up. They done messed us up. Us, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm in the pulpit, so you know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you something. God got that. Don't worry about that. God got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I know we got to pay the light bill. I'm not talking about that. I know we got to do a few things. People, you got what? You got. If you got 100,000, I'm going to just say stuff stupid. If you got 100 people go to your church, right? I'm just going to say it like that. If you got 100 people, how many of you think tied in that church? Maybe 20% of people probably tired in that night. That's why them people when they go at the end, you know, get a little insight. When at the end of the day they count out the money, you got your treasure, you count out the money and you know, I don't know why I'm here, Reverend, pray for me. He count out the money and they come let the pastor know, they do a report, you know. People don't want to hear that, Reverend, but it's true.
Yeah.
And then that's why you hear a lot of preachers over the pulpit. Some be excited how much money they getting in, and they try to get more out of people. And some know that they're not getting enough in, and then they do it another way to try to get it in. But I've learned this young man, he takes me another day too. This young man said by listening to the ministry, it helped him, Reverend. It helped him. And he said, and this was, he said, I'm back in church now. He said, I got me a pastor now. You know what I'm talking about? He said, I'm not going to call y'all no more, but I'm in a physical church now. He said, but you know, he told us, he said, I want to do something, man. Can I pay for the ministry this month? You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about, the word of God does. It puts it in people's heart to do that. You don't have to tell nobody to do nothing. They do it, do it because what? It's in their heart to give. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
That's a whole nother beast there. That's a whole nother beast. I know everybody ain't on fire on that page. That's why we don't have to preach and teach the word of giving. Because if it's in somebody, they're going to give anyway, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So watch this hymn. Watch this hymn. When he spoke the things what God had gave them, the people hated it. How many times you said something to somebody and they hated it? They hate it because, especially, I'm talking about church folks now.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit. They hated what was saying because it convicted them because who told you about my business? Who was you? You ain't nobody. That's how they sing it. But they're not in tune with the spirit they said would dwell in them. Because if the spirit that I'm having and Reverend having and I talk to Reverend, and we have a problem, if we can't talk, the enemy has got into the details. Oh, here we go. The devil has got in. I'm not going to say me and him perfect and nothing like that. I'm saying if I can tell, I said, bro, I got, I mean, what's up, you all right, everything? He should be able to tell me, man. I shouldn't be getting all frustrated when he tell me something. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know he loved me. I know he loved me. And I love him too. You know what I'm talking about? So I should respect what he tells me. And it might hurt. It might hurt the ears sometimes and the heart sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, from the God's truth, you rather for me to tell you, a Reverend to tell you, than God? Oh, help me. I got to get on this here. Look what he took me to, man. Look what he took me to, Reverend. Look at the Holy Spirit. We asked him to reveal something. God, they one time they had God, one time they had Moses. We don't want to hear from you no more. We want to hear from straight from the man of mouth. We want to hear from. We just tell God we want to hear from him. you better than lesser, Reverend. What he told
you. Come on now. Yes,
if they want to talk to him, if you know God like we know God, I'm saying we men and brothers know God. I don't look to testify what I know. He said, okay, tell him to come home, Moses.
That's
what he did, right? They got to the foot of the mountain. Just the foot of the mountain. You know what I'm saying, man? And thunder hit.
Yeah.
The clouds got a little low, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. The clouds got a little low, Reverend. And stuff start burning and consuming you right there. And they said, oh, hold up. Let me pause a little bit, Reverend.
Yeah.
He said, hold up. No. We don't want to talk to him, dude. We said, we all right. So what I'm saying, God allowed ministers to see that you can get close enough to talk to them to what? To be able to feel God, but you don't want the Jehovah. You really don't want Jehovah to touch your mind. You know why? Because he can put you in a situation that people think you be like that man, that lunatic. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
All them spirits.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is good preaching here. Hey, bro, I'm preaching to myself, Reverend. He said, he could touch your head, you smart person, and had you so confused that you can't say A,
yes,
B, C, D, E, F, G. And you be saying 9, 10, and that's my alphabet. He had you so confused that you've been knowing all the scriptures, and you don't know what Genesis did. God can do something and forget about you, and brother, you'll be walking out there with you see most people, they have problems, you know, and they just leave them, they just leave them out there. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me out.
Yeah.
So we come to tell you, there are going to be some people hate what you're saying. That's what John did. They hated what he said. Remember? They were enemies of him. Look what he did here. He said, to perform the mercy of promise to our Father, to redeem, to remember his holy covenant. Look what it said, the oath which he swore for our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hands of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him. Oh, Reb, you messed up now, Reb. And all the days of our life, let me do it one more time. He said, all this stuff going to be performed, Reverend. But he said, there's some holiness coming in there, Reverend, and righteousness before him. And all the days of us, I just can't, you church folk, man, I can't live like that. Reverend, God knows. He knows we're going to fall short. I'm not saying that, Reverend. Did we just see the scripture this morning? What, that scripture we just got more? He said, we all came short, what? Of the glory of the Lord.
Yes,
every
sir.
One of us
yes, sir.
Falls short. Glory of the Lord. We're not saying that. We're saying that. And that's a good thing once God convicts you when you do something wrong. You can repent, Reverend. Do a bow of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not no 360. You do a 360, you're gonna fall down and bust your head wide open. You know, Reverend, you just turn around.
Sir.
But if you do that 180,
right,
Reverend, stop. And stop, yes, sir. And stop, Reverend, and say, Father, I ask you, Father God, to help me. What you deliver me from? Lord, help me.
Mm-hmm.
They might tell you, go to a church. Yes, sir. Where they preaching the uncompromising, unadulterated word to your spirit, not to your flesh. I don't care how you look. I don't care how you give. preach the word in season, Reverend, and out of season. Hey, Reverend, they don't say amen until you preach the word. John had to do it, Reverend. He has to preach it in season and out of season, because there was a lot of people he had to change, because they had that Mosaic law in them, Reverend. They believe in Judaism. They believe wood and hate God, and they can break the – they don't like their God. They just tear them up and make another one, Reverend. He didn't have enough string in his hair, so he cut his hair, Reverend. Look what he said. He said in holiness and righteousness before him, and all the days of our life, and thou child shall be called the prophet. Look what he said, of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to prepare his way, to give knowledge of, here we go again, Reverend, to give knowledge of prosperity, to give knowledge of, let's get rich, to give knowledge of how to, what you call it, to slick and charismatic people out of their money. Now he said to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Let me do that for Eric. Mm-hmm. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people. Not your Reverend. No, these my folks. I'm gonna get out of line now. This is gonna mess people up with this one. These my folks. What the book just said? He said, give knowledge unto salvation unto his people. His people. He just lend them people to us, Reverend. Let us pastor, Reverend. He just lend them. It ain't so, Reverend. It's his, Reverend. Because when they start thinking about it, now I'm going to tell you something. This is why the transition of pastors get hard for people, right? This is how church split, right? Because the people be so wrapped around the person. Help me, Holy Spirit, and not the spirit of the message, right? So the pastor supposedly should be getting the church ready for the condition of this transition anyway. Yeah, because God should be speaking to him, letting him know that, I'm getting a part of my life. I'm going to need a little more help. I'm gonna lend a little help to Reverend Henry, let him do this, thus. And if you don't want Reverend Henry, at least consider Reverend Henry, because at least he knows the ways of our church. Help me, Holy Spirit. So you don't have to go out there and find no joker don't know you. That's going to come here, but don't know the condition of the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we believe this here, Reverend. He's teaching salvation. He's teaching how to you need to repent for the sins you have, Reverend. And then when you do this, Reverend, they're doing it because they love you, Reverend. They know that the day is going to come, the salvation is going to, every man will have to fall to his knees and believe me and say, he's Lord. You're not going to get, none of us not going to exempt. Even though little ant, Reverend, even old elephant, Reverend, even a little giraffe, Reverend. I ain't got a human being yet, right? The Bible said the beast in heaven praising him. They got their own voice. Woo, woo, woo. You know, what did I tell you? How they go do it, Reverend? You remember that, Reverend? How they go? Man.
Yes,
sir. He got their own language. So call him. Well, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, let me get out of there. They don't stand there. He said, look, listen, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people, by the remission of their sins. He said, through the tender, help me, oh, I love this book, man, through the tender mercy of God. Look what he said now. Through the tender mercy of God, whereby the day spring, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, from the high with visit of Reverend, I'm telling you, you cannot pastor and prayerfully, you cannot teach God people if you don't have no mercy. If you up there teaching without mercy and love, hear me up, Peter. Peter denied him three times, Reverend. Denied him three times. I know you know the whole ritual thing of that, Reverend, but he denied him three times. But I want to fast forward that three times. God gave him, he let him repent to the Reverend. He said, do you love me, Peter, Brother Peter?
Mm-hmm.
He said, He said, yes, you know you. I love you. And he said, well, go feed first. He said, go feed my lamb, Reverend. Oh, help me in the book. And Reverend,
yeah.
Then he asked him again, Reverend. He said, do you love me, Brother Peter? He said, Lord, you know all that. You know I love you. And he said, we're going to feed my sheep, Reverend. Reverend, that's he's preparing his heart because the next time you have this opportunity, you won't turn from me. Even if death is there, you would not turn. You would die in wherever you in because you know now that what? I'm real. I've risen. But he said, let me ask you one more time, Brother Peter, just the third time. And Brother Peter said, man, I'm telling you, know all things. You know everything, Lord. And then Jesus said, go and feed my sheep. See, before you can pastor, before you really prepping, before you be able to stand with people teach his word, it has to be some mercy there. It has to be love. I'm not saying that you can't reprove. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm not saying you can't rebuke. There should be some mercy in it. The Bible teaches this. Reverend, go get James 6 for me right quick, Reverend. And I don't think that's all you
yes,
had to do
sir.
For me. I'm going to come on back. Then we're going to leave it. We're going to come. We're going to run
one.
Out here, man. 6 and 1, right quick. Now, just right quick. 6 and 1. I think that's where I want to be at.
You need 5 and 1? James, 6 and 1. I don't have a 6 and 1. You got 5 and 1.
Hmm.
James. James, I don't know. James 6 and 1. I got.
That's
James,
the chapter. That
chapter.
That chapter.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That chapter, man.
Yes, sir.
3 and 1.
Praise God. There we go.
3 and 1. Yes,
sir. 3 and 1. Yes, sir. My brother.
Mm-hmm.
My brethren, be not
mm-hmm.
many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation.
What? Why is that,
for in many things.
Why is that?
Yes, sir.
Why is that, brother?
For a minute. And for many things we offend all.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend.
You know, because ministers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And ministers' words off the people's lives. That's what he told me.
That's it.
That's it. You got to be connected because you're responsible. You got to be connected to the Spirit because you're.
That's it, bro.
You have power. Christians have power that they don't realize it. Surely those that are called up a little higher have even more power. Some people actually trust what you say before they read it.
God bless.
There's still some out there, but you really believe, man. There you go. There's some out there. You know, we come up with a slogan. You know, we have a saying that God said it. I believe it, and that settles it.
Right. I like that.
Yes, sir. God said it. I believe it, and that settles it.
But watch this, brother. That's what I'm talking about right there. It's scripture behind why we do what we do. Right. Yeah, that you can do it, but you make sure that it's been called. You know, a lot of people put people in a situation because they do.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you something. When you got called, when you called by God, brothers and sisters, you got to make sure you hear his voice. You got to make sure you hear him when you're doing this. You got to make sure him. See, a lot of things is coming out because he said the Holy Ghost will bring things back to remembrance. That's what we do.
Yeah,
we don't have no zeal. It's coming back to remembrance. And God is teaching and preaching the word. He's teaching and preaching the word. Now, let's get home. Through the tender mercy of our God, he said, whereby the day spring, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, from on high, of the visit of us to give light to them that sit in darkness, Reverend, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the ways of peace. And was it? And the child grew, waxed strong in spirit, it was in the desert till the day it was what? Shown unto Israel. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, God can put you somewhere and make sure you get it right, Doc. He can put you somewhere
mm-hmm.
that folks can't tap into you. He can put you somewhere that hey, when he puts you in the place to pastor, teach, or anything, he gonna prepare you. You know, he gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, anybody that reads the labor in God's word and getting themselves elevated, that's when they, you know, the ministry is not right. When someone is there is teaching and he's directing you to God, directing to His Son who came down and teaching us and showing us. John has to get prepared before he had get out there, and God was preparing now. Now He's changing people's thoughts. He's changing people's eyesight now, spiritually, so they can see now. Because they was in darkness, now they're in the marvelous light. Can you remember when you first met the Lord and God showed you the light, and now you walk in the light? I want to end this right now to tell you, you're at a good place right now. Zachariah, now your son. This is what's going to happen to him. Now you finna see. See, he had to get his faith right before he opened it all the way up to him, Reverend. He just couldn't tell him at the first time because he didn't believe. So if he'd have told him this by his son, he would have understood it then. So as them 9 months went by, as he proclaimed that what God Gabriel told him, then God transitioned him a little higher. Like Rev said, the more you know, God give it to you. He'll give you more so you can lead this people. You know what I'm talking about? So it was going to be a time. Now, understand me. Now, Zachariah was a priest. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But God had to get it in his heart and his mind. And this son you're going to have, he born, John the Baptist, going to grow spiritually. And when he does it, when he grow, he's a normal physical boy. He's going to be just like you and I when we grow up. He's going to go out there and play and mess up and all this. But, brother, when they come down to the advance of the Holy Spirit to cover this young man, mm-hmm. he's going to be a different young man. He's not going to be like every young man going around. His heart going to be a little different because he was called, and he had a call from God. And his conviction here to get right, because his assignment was going to be to introduce us to Jesus. Introduce us, going to be a man come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that he's not worthy.
Yeah.
The unlash his shoe. He's going to be that kind of person. But we knew he was a little young man. But he was getting us prepared. Mm-hmm. Because remember this now, John 6 months older than Jesus in the earthly realm. Help me, Holy Spirit. Not spiritually, y'all, but in the earthly realm. Help me, Holy Spirit. As he walked this earth. As he walked this earth. But I want you to know. I want you to know. If you hear somebody teaching and preaching, they are doing the same thing properly, telling you about salvation. Give you the understanding what it's about. This is why we're celebrating this day, because he's coming to save us, the Messiah. He's coming to get us back and putting us back in the Father's hand. Reverend, I got to ease on, but I love you guys, and you can't deny about it.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's it. Thank you, Lord. Truly, God has blessed us once again, and we thank him, give him thanksgiving for all he has done. We thank him for yet giving us the forerunner that would present the gift. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're at the point of our service where we can play a part. We can ask for prayer or get prayer. Or tell of his goodness. Oh, praise the Lord. Something wasn't plain to you.
Reverend Henry?
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to respond to what Reverend Brian was saying, and I ain't trying to take over. And he said some things, and it just stuck in my heart that, you know, people have to learn to allow the Holy Spirit to guide them. Sometimes people will prey on your greediness and selfishness. You know, if I give $1, I might get $10. If I give 30%, then I might get 60%, you know, and they thinking of it like a transaction, and that's not the way God expects us to do. And if you allow the Holy Spirit and you believe and you do what Romans 10 and 9 says, and then your heart, your mind will change. Romans 12 says that do not be conformed to the patterns of this world anymore. Don't be greedy and selfish and thinking you're trying to get the slickness and think you're going to slick God because you can. And if you need the things that you need and want some of the things that you want, when you love God, you won't think of yourself always being greedy. The Bible says over there, he said, you know, that we need to seek God, his kingdom and his righteousness first, and then all the other things will be added unto you. You ain't got to be slick and thinking you going to slick God because you're not, and you're not going to. And men will take advantage of that, and you have to learn to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you, because men will take you to hell with them, and you have to just be careful. Because everybody, the wolf come, he come and he scattered the sheep. But, you know, he said in his word that my sheep hear my voice and they don't go after the other voices. They hear my voice. And so that's what we got to learn to do, hear his voice. And when you become familiar with his word and his voice, then you don't run after and go whoring after other gods. You know that there's only one true and living God. And that's what I want to say. I thank Brother Eric for that, because that's what made me think when he did that, that we, you know, how he was saying how people do each other, and it just kind of touched my heart, and that's what it's all about, you know. And so I'm done, but I just wanted to say that, you know, God had already knew this was going to happen. That's why you got everything in the Word already set there for you, you know. So, you know, you put others before yourself. Don't get greedy and selfish. Don't try to trick God and, you know, seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. All the other stuff will be added unto you. He know you need money. He know you need shelter. He'll take care of you. If he feed the birds, he'll take care of you. Back to you, Reverend Eric, Henry.
Praise God.
No, as you spoke, I heard, now salvation has come. Now salvation, key salvation, saves us from the very effects of evil. And even if evil is our own self, salvation will change and transform that mind. That's why we have to renew that. So spiritually,
yes, sir.
Transform.
Yes, sir.
But if we're becoming that new creature, then he teaches us though how we can use it with wisdom to apply it to our hearts, that when we see the Spirit come in that's not like him, he gives us wisdom over that. So that's why, you know, when we see when we see that spirit of craftiness or deceitfulness trying to come in, though we have a heart of giving and wants to give, sometimes God will bless you to say no. Hallelujah. When he feels like someone's going to use his children, he gives us a point where we can cut people off until they come in honesty, in purity. You know, somebody, they'll take your money all day long. They know you're going to go to work. They're not going to go to work. But they'll go to work and take your money all day long. They won't help themselves, but they want you to support them as though they are children. But see, God wants us to Paul said, a man don't work, he don't eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God will give you the tools, hallelujah, that you may provide for yourself. hallelujah. But we thank God today for his wisdom. Now that salvation have came, oh, hallelujah, we thank God for how he gives us all that we need to be able to succeed, to be successful in financially and spiritually. You know, we hadn't talked about prosperity in the corner, but what we have talked about is prosperity in the spiritual, to be spiritually something that will in advance that spiritual man that's on the inside of us. Hallelujah. That need to be shed, that need to be grown, that need to go to a different spiritual level. So you'll know of this supernatural that we speak of, that when I would do good, though evil might be present, but it's not overtaken. When I would have sorrow, it don't draw me into misery to call myself cert home. But that spiritual man, just like the song that was said at the beginning, I don't know how God's going to do it. I don't know when he's going to fix it, but we have that blessed assurance and encouragement on the inside. All I know that God is going to make a way for me, just like you said, if he feeds the bird, he's going to feed you. If his eye is on that sparrow that goes to and fro, surely those that lean and depend and trust on his word that can stand, then I know my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. Regardless of circumstance and situation, I know that if I lean, hope, and depend and trust in him, he will supply all that I need in the physical, and surely the spiritually things that I yet have need of, he'll make a way. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. I pray. We thank God. Would there be another? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Amoth. I see amazing love she sends in. Amazing love. The birth of Christ brings God to man. Cross of Christ brings man to God. Hallelujah. Did you hear it? Amazing love she sends in. He says, the birth of Christ brought God to man. The cross of Christ brings man to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. John. Oh, praise the Lord. John 6, chapter 32 through 40. I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, if you can't, but if you don't, can't believe in truth, Jesus have the very problem of accepting who he, that he say whom he is, believe him for his very work's sake. He don't do his will, but he do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. He do the will of his Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I wanted to say, you know, we went a little different route this year than we normally would do, as we try to get to this end of this probably Friday. But I wanted to say this here is John was a big key, man, a real big key.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, and he paid he was called to do that, you know. And if you look at how his parents was, you know, and you look at how everything panned out, you know what I'm talking about, at the end, you know, because we know the end of the story, right? But I can imagine, man, when he told Herod by him marrying his brother's wife, you know, I can imagine when he did that he didn't fear death. Because it was a place, man, that he'd been telling them people that Jesus was coming. Now Jesus mm-hmm. already came, and he was still preaching, man. You know.
Yeah.
And this one scripture, if you can give it, but I think it's in John. It's a very, we say it a lot, you know. And I think it's about John. Is it John 1:30 or something like that? Let me look at that thing. John 30.
Let's see.
Because I want to look at that one scripture. Just that one. We recited it a lot, right? I think it's, if I'm not mistaken.
This is he of whom I say, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me.
It's 3.
For he was before 30. Me.
3 and 30. It's he must increase, but I must decrease.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. We said a lot, though, you know what I'm talking about? But that thanks, he gave it to me again while I'm here and talk. John, when Jesus came, John had a lot of popularity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he had to get the people to prepare. And then once he introduced Jesus and baptized him, he moved out the way, Reverend. He moved out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And when he moved out the way, he knew that the odds for him, they couldn't be at the, it had been some split, you know what I'm talking about? Like I'm talking about the church. You know, if the pastor don't get the church ready, if something happened to him, it ought to have somebody to walk in so the church won't split, you know what I'm talking about? So the people said, you know how they were teachers like John, teach his disciples, you know, stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus came, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and he taught them how to pray. But John was letting them know he had to get all the way out the way because he couldn't share what Jesus was going to do because he couldn't do what Jesus done. He had an assignment and it was over with. And sometimes our assignment that God give us, if we do it, and only he know when it's going to be over with, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, right? Only he know. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. It's powerful, man. That's for me, but boy, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to drop that in there, and thank God for the Holy Spirit because we coming up on season, man. You heard about John. John was the man God called. He was the one of the spirit of Elijah. He's the one who warned them about Jesus coming. He said, until that day come. See, they were looking for the Messiah, Reverend. Until that day come.
Mm-hmm.
Malachi teaches over there, around about 4:4, around there. Malachi tells us, until Elijah come back, for the dreaded day come, for the Messiah come, he have came. I love reading that scripture, man. Every time you ever go back and read that thing, I just love how he, because he prepared the people. Because God has stopped talking for 400 years. 400 years. And he said, remember. He said, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him of Hurrah. He said, for all Israel with the statue and judgment, behold, I will send Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great dreadful day of the Lord. And he said, watch this, Reverend, turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the father, unless I come and smite the earth with a curse. That's what John was doing.
Yeah.
John was the spirit of Elijah. He warned us, and we should warn people too. Yeah, we got to warn them. We got to warn them. We got to warn them. But Tim, you got to warn them. We got to warn them, Reverend. Hey, you and I, anyone on this phone, listen, by my boy, should warn the people, but not in a way in condemning them, but way of them they can repent. There's hope in it. There's hope in it. I guess that's when that preacher coming out, Reverend. You know, there's hope.
Let them know
there's hope. You know, have you considered God? Have you considered God? Change your thought of mind. Change your life. Repent. Be baptized with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. If you already have that, come back, you backsliders, and come to the Lord and ask God for forgiveness, and he will forgive you. And for one sin, he will forgive, Reverend, and that's blaspheme the Holy Ghost. That's John's message tells us about salvation. When did we stop that? Why did we stop it? Because people said, I didn't hear that song before. You listen to all them other songs. You might catch that later on, man. But I thank God, man, for the Holy Spirit, man. May God bless you. May God always be a... I got a scripture I'm trying to stay with, bro. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna keep that on my little table, man.
My redeemer.
Song.
And then my redeemer lives.
That's
my redeemer lives.
That's up.
Man. You know, so my brother, I hear you say what the scripture says. He'll forgive every sin. God's so powerful. Yeah, he's so powerful, my brother. He's so powerful until he said he would forgive every sin except blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And some people don't believe it. He can forgive that. He just won't be contrary to his word. He just already won't forgive that. But he can forgive that as well. When he said it, he said his word, it was out, would not.
That's it. Beautiful of the Spirit of the Lord. That was on where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most honest manner we know how, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the service today, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for what we have said today, Lord, that someone can say that they understood. No one hit the one button that said they didn't understand, Lord. No one hit the one button that said they don't have a relationship with him. No one hit the one button that said they had a problem. But, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, if there's one more, if it wasn't bold enough to hit it, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to help that person, Lord, to see you, Lord, and see you as you are, Lord, and only you can witness to them on that level of their head, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to be with them, Lord. Be with them in a special way, Lord. That, Father God, they know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Lord, if anything was said today, Lord, was misunderstood, Lord, wasn't explained right, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to help that spiritual understanding, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the message, Lord. We ask you, Father God, always keep us close to your heart, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, and we adore you, Lord. We thank you for all the ones who spoke at this time, even the nuggets we got. But Lord, we just ask you, Father God, as we leave this place, Lord, right now, Lord, not leaving you, Lord, but leaving at this hour, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, to us to return, Lord, let it be, Lord. If not, Lord, we pray for the ministry later on, too, Lord, that you cover it, Lord, with your peace and love, that someone be helped, Lord, and comfort in time of need, Lord. Lord, these ministries trying to do your will, Lord. Lift up in the wilderness and let the people know that you are real, Lord. Lord, strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us as we do your will, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we can't do nothing without you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the preach, teach word, Lord. Went through the whole chapter of Luke, the first chapter, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to minister to us, Lord. Let it come back to our remembrance in a time of need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. And we thank you. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom.
tonight, Lord. We lift our eyes to Jesus. There is freedom. Yeah.